Welcome to
Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast,
where breaking free from the chains of financial struggle becomes your new reality. This is your gateway to discovering how not to be purita and stay wealthy effortlessly in the information age. Hosted by Neil Reichel, this podcast redefines what it means to be wealthy in the Philippines. Moving beyond the realms of freelancers, agency owners, and entrepreneurs, we now embrace every Filipino who aspires for more without sacrificing more. We debunk the myth that being purita is an inevitable fate. Just as myths and folklore fade into the backdrop of our culture, so too does the notion that financial limitation is part of our identity. With Neil Reichel at the helm, a visionary who has transcended the barriers of race and heritage to deliver value beyond measure, we invite you on a journey of transformation. This podcast is a no-go zone for complacency. If you're ready to shift your mindset, position yourself in a space where your worth doesn't require justification, and unlock the secrets to wealth that don't demand your toil and time, then you're in the right place. Follow us into a future where purita is a word without weight
and prosperity is your birthright.
Subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episodes that promise to change not just how you earn, but also
how you live.
Introvert ka ba? Nahihirapan ka mag-umpisa ng isang conversation. Example ko lang is meron tayong okasyon, di ba? A-attend tayo or sige, ikaw na lang. A-attend ka ng isang okasyon, tapos nakapwesto ka sa isang table, tapos yung pagkakataon, dalawa lang sa mga tao nasa paligid mo ang kakilala mo. The rest, wala kang ka-idea. Tapos eto ka, cellphone ka, paano ko sasabihin? Well, gusto ko ituro sa iyo yung agamulak technique of starting a conversation pag nasa mga okasyon like a wedding. Ito kasi ang madalas kong ginagamit. And recently, ginamit ko lang din siya ulit with someone that I know. It was a co-parent, pero we can relate this dito sa okasyon na to. So, yung kwento ko muna is, matagal ko na laging nakikita tong mamang to. Mas tangkad siya, mestizo, kalbo, guwapings. Tapos, alam mo yung tipong, shala talaga, rich kid. And kung ako makikita mo, hindi ako katangkaran, medyo maitim. Tapos, malaki mata ko. Yung hindi boy next door, kumbaga, boy underground, yung tipong gano'n makikita mong itsura. Sabi ko, paano pa ka makapag-umpisa ng isang conversation sa taong ito? Tapos, nagkataon na we were seated on a table, babantay kami ng mga anak namin, and then, di ba the usual is, uy, hi, I'm Neil, ganyan. Pero we were way past that, di ba? Magkakilala na kami. Pero how do you continue that conversation? Mamaya, relate natin how we can do it with the wedding. So, ito pa, ang challenge pa is, I even forgot his first name. Tapos, sabi ko is this, sorry talaga ha. What's your name again? Pasensya na kasi someone like me who's way older than you always forgets names. And then sabi, natawa siya. Sabi niya,
I bet you're not older than me.
Sabi niya ganun. And I know we're at least most likely at the same age range. Pero I use self-deprecating humor at ginamit ko yung agamulak na technique dito na pinakilig ko siya. And then sabi niya,
it's Terrence.
Sabi niya ganun. Then we shook hands and then sabi ko, oh, Neil nga pala.
Yeah, I remember it's Neil.
So I wanted to ask him what is it that you do. Pero sabi ko, parang off naman, wala sa context. So I started muna asking yung common muna namin, yung common ground namin. Sabi ko, what's your daughter's name again? And what grade is she in? And then sinabi niya yung pangalan at saka sinabi niya kung anong grade. Sabi ko, oh, okay, my daughter naman. Then I started opening, di ba? My daughter naman, she's in grade 1. And ito, we were invited by common friends namin. Tapos sabi niya,
oh, wow, that's nice.
And then we were talking about the person who invited us over. And then after that, sabi ko, wait, I wanted to ask, how can I actually know more about him, what he does, anong business niya? Kasi posible, network to, hindi mo masasabi, diba? And yung sitwasyon naman namin noon, we were in a not so putyo-putyo na sitwasyon, baka qualified nga siya. It could be a collaboration, it could be a business, whatever it is, mahalaga we grow our network. And then I said, uy, nga pala Terrence, ano palang negosyo mo? Ganun lang. If you notice, the conversation was leading towards this, and then I wanted to bring it over there. Parang kotse yan, in order for you to move to here, you don't just suddenly turn. You put a stop, diba, and you turn. Ang tawag po natin dito are mga pivot words. Ayaw nga pala, by the way, I'm just curious, diba? Mga ganon. And then you combine it with body gesture na talagang curious ka, sincerely curious ka talaga. What is it that you do? Pero sa akin nga is, syempre gasgas na yun, diba? Dennis, ano nga pala negosyo mo? And the reason why I wanted to ask ano pala ang negosyo mo is because when you ask people, especially tayo mga Pilipino, anong negosyo mo, it gives them a certain feeling na, uy, he sees me as a businessman. And alam naman natin dito sa Pilipinas, pag ikaw ay isang negosyante, nasa next kang pedestal compared to ikaw ay isang empleyado. Kahit pa VP ka ng kahit anong kumpanya, madalas ha, not all the time, madalas mas pataas ang tingin pa rin sa isang negosyante. Because running a business is no joke, mahirap talaga siya. And yung accountability, yung basta kung ano man yun, malaking obligasyon siya compared to being an employee. But then again, I could be wrong. So, and then he said na,
ito yung negosyo ko.
And then I started asking more. Kasi what is the next thing that I wanted? Using the Agamulak sales ticket, I wanted na pakiligin siya, know more about him, be very interested, be very curious. That way, he would reciprocate. I'll talk about that more. Kung paano ba natin magagawa na yung mga tao would ask naman about what it is that we do. Whether namamasukan ka, employee ka, or you have something to sell, or you have services to offer. Pero ngayon, if you want to learn more about how we do this mga sales conversations, opening sales conversations, and also other mga business ideas, I highly recommend punta ka sa Facebook group namin. Nasa baba yung link ng Facebook group namin at sumali ka. If this is the first time that you're listening to us at nakikinig ka ngayon sa Spotify, I want you to do two things, okay? Give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and then go to the YouTube video of this para makita mo yung dinedemonstrate ko sa inyo yung mga pivot words and how you could actually move that conversation over to a sales conversation. Nagustuhan niyo ba to? Let me know. Bye, bashers. And bakit bashers? Nasa baba kung bakit bashers ang tawag po natin sa mga viewers and listeners natin.
Bye! O diba, may sponsor na kami? Libre ka namin ng yummy chapche mo kapag umorder ka sa Taste of Joy. Taste of Joy. Masarap ang pansit dito, masarap pagkain nila. Basta ang worth ng order mo ay 1,000 pesos and up. Net, ito ha, hindi kasama yung mga dinidiscount mong senior citizen na pati kapitbahay nyo na senior citizen, sila sama mo ha. Net, 1,000 pesos and up. Meron kang libreng chapche. Sagot na namin ang chapche mo. All you have to do is go to the Instagram account nila, tasteofjoy.ph. Para umorder, dun ka lang o-order and basta umabot ng 1,000 pesos ang order mo. Net ha, net, lilibre ka namin ng yummy-yummy chapche. Mapapa.
Arasa.
Sa sarap. Let's go!
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Kasalanan Maging Purita podcast. With Neil Reichel, we've journeyed through insights and strategies designed to elevate your financial mindset and lifestyle, proving once again that in this digital era, wealth is a choice and struggle is optional. We hope today's episode has inspired you to take control, redefine your narrative, and embrace the abundance that's rightfully yours. Tandaan, this podcast is more than a source of information. It's a community of Filipinos breaking free from being purita to a life of wealth and joy. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone ready to turn their financial dreams into reality. Follow Neil Reichel on social media for more anti-purita strategies and inspiration. Until next time, keep thriving, keep growing, and let's bid farewell sa pagiging purita. See you in the next episode. Paalam!